If you want to make a hen start laying, what do you put in your nest to fool her? Or if you have a nice tea set, you might say it was made out of...
Oh, you put a china egg in it? And your tea set's made of china?
Did you ever see an egg made out of this?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
What did you call it?
An alabaster egg.
What would you use to carry water in?
A bucket.
Would it be made out of wood or metal?
Probably metal.
Do you have a different name for a bucket made out of wood?
No, probably a bucket made out of wood. I call a bucket another one. The metal one would be a tin pail. Okay.
What would you carry milk in?
A pail.
What sort of container do you use to carry food to the pigs?
Slop jar.
Okay. What do you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Mm-hmm. What is it made of?
Cast iron's the best. Cast iron skillet.
And other materials?
You could have aluminum. I think that's all.
Did you have one with legs in the old fireplace?
No, I never had one of those.
What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up water to boil your clothes?
And the kettle.
What would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in and keep in the house? Like that. What is that?
Flower pot.
Okay. And what would you put cut flowers in?
A vase.
What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for dinner?
You put a knife, a spoon, and a fork.
Okay.
And you want a plate?
If you had served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put steak blank.
Knives.
Okay. If the dishes are all dirty, you say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must
wash the dishes.
After she washes the dishes, then she
dries them, sets the table.
All right, before drying them, she
rinses them.
Right. What do you call that cloth or rag you use in washing dishes?
Dish rag.
What do you call that cloth or rag you use in drying dishes?
Towel.
What do you call the small, square terry cloth that you use to wash your face?
Washcloth.
After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
A bath towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
The faucet. I turn off. Whenever I turn water on, I turn the faucet on.
It was so cold last night that our water pipes, or if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
The water pipes would burst. And so with the balloon.
Okay. People used to buy flour in a...
sack? Flour sack?
Okay. All right, so what were you telling me you used to climb in and out of and roll around in with your grandmother?
They were just old drums that my grandfather got. They may have had gas in them or something before that, because he had a gas pump.
What were they made out of?
Metal. What do you call that? That kind of aluminum that's been, it's not cauterized, but it's...
Yeah.
I can't remember.
What would you call a wooden one of those?
I call that a barrel, too. Okay.
What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
Well...
Or lard.
I think that came in some kind of wooden container, but I don't know what it would be called.
What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
A funnel.
What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a bottle?